Bipartisan Hit List. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Officials in Wisconsin say a man who shot a former judge to death wanted to kill other lawmakers.
The 56-year-old suspect had a list of targets that included prominent government officials. This suspect is listed in critical condition right now. Police say he entered the home of a former Juneau County judge, shot and killed him, and then went into the man's basement and shot himself. The sheriff's office got a call about those shots being fired around 6:30 Friday morning in the township of New Lisbon. That's about an hour northwest of Madison in rural Wisconsin.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The alleged hit list includes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. President Biden is urging Congress to consider an old approach to gun control.
In his primetime address Thursday, Biden spoke about the so-called assault weapons ban in 1994 he helped pass as a senator. Biden claims in the 10 years it was law, mass shootings were down. But fact checkers were quick to point out the claim is dubious. A 2004 study by the University of Pennsylvania, funded by the Department of Justice, found the following about the ban, quote, "Should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best, and perhaps too small for reliable measurement."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. South Korea's military says North Korea tests fired at least 8 unidentified ballistic missiles toward the sea. It's the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations this year that U.S. and South Korean officials fear could result in a nuclear test explosion. A baby formula plant that was forced to close is back in production.
Abbott Labs restarted production today at its Michigan facility. It plans to work on specialty formulas, which it hopes to ship around June 20th.
Fox's John Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Former TV host Dr. Mehmet Oz is one step closer to becoming Pennsylvania's Republican nominee for senator.
The race has been very close. David McCormick, a former hedge fund executive, has now conceded to Dr. Mehmet Oz, a well-known celebrity TV doctor. McCormick called Dr. Oz to congratulate him on this win, although there has not been an official race call just yet. Right now, the recount is still underway. Oz had a lead of fewer than 1,000 votes. Now, Dr. Oz will focus in on his Democratic opponent, releasing a statement saying in part, "Now that our primary is over, we'll make sure that the United States Senate seat does not fall into the hands of the radical left led by John Fetterman."
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The storm system that caused flooding in parts of South Florida is now in the Atlantic, where it could regain tropical storm status. Many streets in Miami are submerged and vehicles left stranded were towed through the standing water. In Cuba, authorities say the storm killed 3 people. The U.S. and a key Pacific ally teamed up for renewed naval exercises.
The U.S. and South Korea getting together for their first joint naval exercises involving an aircraft carrier since 2017. The carrier Ronald Reagan taking part in those drills during an exercise in the Philippine Sea in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa. This coming weeks after President Biden and South Korea's president vowed to upgrade defense exercises and discuss ways for Washington to protect its ally. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Did Queen Elizabeth spill the tea about what's in her handbag? The British monarch appeared in a television spot with Paddington Bear, where the children's character revealed he likes to keep a secret stash of marmalade sandwiches. The Queen responded, "So do I," while gesturing to her handbag. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.